Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday. I pray that you are well this morning and in perfect health and spirit. This morning I'll be reading from Deuteronomy 33:27. The Eternal God is your refuge, and his everlasting arms are under you. Eternal. What is that? When you think of that, eternal, eternal, something that can go on and on and on. When you think about your situations and where is he with us, eternal. He's letting us know that he is here. In Job 36:27, it says, behold, God is great. And we know him not, the number of years is unsearchable. In Isaiah 40:28, it says, have you not known, have you not heard, the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable, eternal. He is our eternal God. There is no one like God of Israel. He rides across the heavens to help you, across the skies in majestic splendor. The eternal God is your refuge, and his everlasting arms are under you. Deuteronomy 33:26-27. Do you understand that the everlasting God does not faint or grow weary? And when we call out to him, he will renew our strength and revive our hope. That is such a beautiful thing to know, that God is eternal. His refuge is going to always be here for us. Father God, everlasting God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us, Lord God, again with your greatness. We thank you, Lord God, for your amazing love and protection, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to completely trust you beyond our understanding, Lord God. Increase our faith and help us, Lord God, to really feel your mercy, your grace, your love, your constant refuge, Lord God. Lord God, remind us who you are in our lives and how much you love us. And how much you want to be here for us, letting us know and feel that your refuge is eternal, that it's infinite, that it's always here for us, that you have us and you don't want to leave us or forsake us, Lord God. Remind us that, Lord God, when we're feeling lonely, wrap your hedge of comfort and protection around us like never before, Lord God. So that we can stand on these words that your Bible speaks, Lord God, that your gospel says is there for us, that you are here. Let us, Lord God, to declare those words from the pages into our lives, Lord God, so that we may walk in freedom. We may walk in peace, Lord God, knowing that you are a God that does not lie, that you are a God that is here for us, that, Lord God, you are a God that is near to us. You are our refuge. And it's eternal, Lord God. Have your way in our lives like never before, Lord God. Bless us, Lord God, with your presence of peace, your presence of joy, your presence of protection, of refuge, of salvation. Let us know that you are here with us, Lord God. Fill us up, Lord God. And take away anything, Lord God, that is not of you from us, Lord God, so that we may stand on who you are and stand on your word. Lord God, we love you. We thank you. We give you honor and glory. It's in Jesus' name we come to you, fully surrendering, fully knowing that you are God. Amen. Have a beautiful day. God bless you. Be great. Be blessed. Be loved. I love you. Know that God is a God that does not lie. And he is here for you. He protects you always. And his love is eternal. Eternal. Thank you, Lord God, for your eternal love. Have an amazing day, love. Bye-bye.